Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the first day of Elul, Tavshin Pei Gimel, Rosh Chodesh Elul, second day of Rosh Chodesh. Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. We continue from the previous Mishnah as to how the Kiddush HaChodesh, how they sanctified the new month after the witnesses were interrogated by Beis Din and their words were found out to be correct. Rosh Beis Din Amar Mekudesh. The head of the Beis Din would then pronounce the new month as holy. Mekudesh, he would say that. We learn that from the Pasuk where it says, Vayidaber Moshe Moyadei Hashem, when Moshe spoke, he called the Moyadei Hashem, and he was the Rosh Beis Din. V'chol ha'moinin acharav Mekudesh Mekudesh. And all the rest of the people would answer after the head of the Beis Din, Mekudesh Mekudesh, they would say twice. And where do we get that from? Because the Pasuk says, Moyadei Hashem asher tikra oisom, the festivals of Hashem which you shall call them. The word oisom is written without a vav, so it can be read as atem, you. Tikra atem, you the people, should recall them. The rest of the people should join in the announcement of the new month. And they should answer after the Rosh Beis Din, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Why twice? Because it says, Mikro'ei Kodesh. Mikroi Kodesh means the callings of holiness. It's implying twice. Ben Shinir Bismanoi, Ben Shalonir Bismanoi. This pronouncement by the head of the Beis Din and the people answering after him was done whether the moon was seen in its right time, or in its time, meaning the night of the 30th, which meaning that the previous month only had 29 days, or whether it was not seen in the right time, and that means the previous month is going to be a 30-day month, and Rosh Chodesh will be on day 31. Mekadshin, I say, either way, they would make this whole ceremony, they would be Mekadshet. So even if the moon was not seen in the time, and therefore the month is going to be anyway holy by the 31st day, nevertheless, they would follow this procedure of the head of the Beis Din calling out Mekudesh, and the people answering afterwards, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. This is the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Loza Brat Sotek Omer, he says, Im loy nira bismanoi, if the moon was not seen in its time, i.e. the night of the 30th, en mekadshinosa, the Beis Din would not get involved in pronouncing the month as holy. Shekvar kitshu shemaim, because it's automatically going to be holy, because shemaim, in heaven, they've already accepted it as being Rosh Chodesh on the day of the 31st. A month can't have more than 30 days, and there was no need anymore for the Kiddush of Beis Din. And the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok, that they only did this pronouncement and ceremony of Kiddush HaChodesh when it was Bismana, when it was on the night of the 30th. Mishnah Ches. The Mustzoros Lavanos, there were the images of moons, different images of the shapes of the moons. Hoyilo Rabban Gamliel Batavla. Ram Gamliel, who was the head of the Sanhedrin in Yavna after Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, he had these pictures, he had these drawings on a chart that was in a wall in his upstairs in his room. That's where he would be receiving the witnesses of the new moon, the Me'ed HaChodesh. Shebehen Maris Hadyotos. With these pictures, he would show the ordinary witnesses, simple people, who were not able to explain perhaps how they saw the moon, he would show them pictures and say, Va'omer, and he would say to each one of the witnesses, Hakozer Risa, Okozer, did you see the moon in this shape or in that shape? And in that way he would determine as to whether their testimony was acceptable, was valid. Maisa Shavol Shnaim, there was once a story that two witnesses came, Va'omer, and they said, Re'inuhu, Shachris Bamizrach, they said, we saw the new moon on the day of the 29th. It was in the morning, it was in the east, and in the evening, it was in the west. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Eda Shekerheim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said that these witnesses must be false. It's impossible that the moon could be seen on the same day, morning in the east and evening in the west. Kishabol Yavna, when they came to Yavna, to the seat of the great Beis Din, the Beis Nagodl, Kibbul and Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel received them. He accepted the witnesses. And he said that he accepted their testimony that they saw the moon on the day, the 29th in the evening, in the west. he knew, based on the on the astronomical calculations, that it was possible that the moon should be seen in the evening. And the fact that they said that they saw it in the morning in the east, he discounted that. He said they probably made a mistake. Maybe they saw they probably saw a cloud, and they thought it was the moon. Void Boshnaim, there was another incident with two witnesses came. The Omro, and they said, Re'inuhu bizmanoi, uvelel shloshim ve'achod, loinira. They came and they said, we saw the moon, it was in Zman, it was in the time to make the new month holy on the night of the 30th. But the night of the 31st, Leili Buroi, that's, we didn't see it. So some say that these are actually the words of the Adim. The witness is actually saying that we didn't see it, or it was not seen by us on the night of the 31st. Others say, not that they said that, they just said, we saw it on the night of the 30th. And then the Beis Din and the people were waiting and hoping to see it on the night of the 30th. They didn't see it, even though it was very clear. But the night of the 31st, it was not seen. It's not that the Adim said that, but it was not seen. Either way, what happened was, Kibon Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel nevertheless accepted the witnesses. He was Mekadosh the Chodesh on the 30th day, even though on the night after it wasn't seen. He nevertheless felt that the month was correct in that he was correct in sanctifying the new month. And here too, Ram Gamliel knew based on his calculations that the moon was indeed going to be on the night of the 30th. And he trusted them that they saw it in the right time. Aye, they didn't see it. It wasn't seen on the night of Itziburoi, the night of the 31st. He thought that there was some other reason that happened. Maybe a cloud covered it. Omer, Rabbi Dosef ben Hyrcanus, Sheida Shekerhen. They are false witnesses. It's impossible that the moon could be seen in its right time and not be seen on the night of the 31st. As he says, Hech me'idim ala isha sheyolda. How can they testify about a woman's given birth? And the next day her belly is still between the teeth, i.e. she's still pregnant. He too, how is it possible to believe them that they saw the moon in its right time if on the night of the 31st it wasn't, the night of the Iburoi, it was not seen? And therefore, Rabbi Dosef ben Hyrcanus felt that the testimony was false. Amar loy Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Dosef ben Hyrcanus, Roya ani estavaracha. I see your words. In other words, I agree with what you say. They must be false witnesses, and Rosh Chodesh should be established on the day of the 31st, as if Adim had not come at all. Rabbi Yeshua therefore did not accept the determination of the Chodesh of the new month on the 30th day, as Rabbi Gamliel had indeed made, and not like Rabbi Gamliel, who actually made the new month on the 30th day.